we've seen these unprecedented fires across the country, but we've also seen unprecedented fundraising and support from celebrities, public figures, everyday Aussies, international figures, who've all contributed to a range of important charities. And one of those at the forefront of helping communities with these fires is a Red Cross disaster relief team. Now, today we're chatting to State Director Poppy Brown for the Red Cross to talk more about the work of the Red Cross and how we can help with the life-changing services that Red Cross provides. Good afternoon, Poppy.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks. Thanks for joining us on 2SER.
No problem. Thanks so much for your support.
No problems. The last week we've seen quite a number of international and national recognition for the Australian bushfires, and I'm guessing this has given increased attention for donations. Have you seen a large increase in donations to the Red Cross over the last week?
Absolutely. We've just had a fantastic response to our disaster relief and recovery appeal. We're now at just over $44 million, which is absolutely fantastic. Great. Yeah, and as you say, we've just had, you know, everyday Aussies, kids donating their pocket money to people making donations after New Year's Eve, to celebrities endorsing and you know, pitching in. It's just been amazing.
It has been amazing. And I mentioned earlier in the show, a whole bunch of musicians are getting together for concerts to raise money as well, including this Saturday night, I think Regurgitator and Custard and Dan Sultan will be getting together and raising funds for Red Cross and Wires as well. So it's really good to see these events as well that people can get out to and have fun, but also donate their money.
Yeah, we're so grateful to all the people involved, and you know, the bands, the celebrities that just get it, and also the sporting stars as well that are kind of you know, donating money. It's just fantastic. So every little helps. It's just the whole community is pitching together, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's great to see. Now, the Red Cross, of course, is a great organisation. It covers many areas, including health, refuge, natural disasters. What are some of the main functions of the disaster relief and recovery team in supporting bushfire related regions?
Well, the money that we've been donated is helping us do two things, really. It's helping us to support people for their immediate needs, but also support for long-term recovery. So we've got our teams out supporting the evacuation centres and recovery centres at the moment in these fires, and we'll also be there for the longer term in terms of we'll take some communities years to recover, so we'll be there to help those communities recover. But one of the big things that we're doing, which will take a big chunk of the money that we've been donated, is we're offering grants to people who've lost their homes of $5,000. So if people have lost their homes, they just need to get in contact with us through our website. Mm-hmm. And we're really keen to get that money out to them and into their bank account so they can spend that and try and start to rebuild their lives.
And that's the important thing, I think, for people who are donating money. We want to give it directly to the people who are affected. And I think one of the best ways you can do that is via Red Cross. As like you say, you're in contact, or will be in contact, with people who've lost everything, and this money will go straight to them to help straight away. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, no, it really does help. And we do, we've found in previous disasters that it really does help people to be able to buy the things that they need.
Yeah.
It's very generous when people donate goods or food or whatever to people, but at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't take long for, and we've seen in the media where, you know, there's whole rooms full of donated food, which is just fantastic, but what people are really needing is to be able to buy what they need to buy for their family and for themselves to be able to, you know, cover the next few weeks and help them get back on their feet again.
Yeah, for sure. You did mention there that there must be a lot of food to deal with, a lot of logistics involved in trying to deliver all that food too, I'm sure. If people are unable to donate money or perhaps say wanted to donate time or blood instead, is that an option for people?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, certainly the Red Cross Blood Service, Lifeblood, they're always on the lookout for more blood donors, and that's a really great way for people to donate. The other thing that people can do is we know that the retail industry has really got behind us in terms of supporting this bushfire appeal.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, for instance, a lot of the retailers are donating their profits for Shoppers for the Day, and a lot of other stores are donating profits from you know, their sales at the moment. So if people are, you know, doing their weekly shop or, you know, buying school shoes for the kids or whatever, you know, that can be a good way of also helping people out who've been impacted by the bushfires, so they just know that, you know, their store that they buy from is helping out. So people who can't donate themselves, that's another way to help out.
That's a really good point. I'm going to look that up and find if we can see a list somewhere of the stores that are donating profits to yourselves and other charities. Because that's the thing. You know, we all have to spend money on our own groceries and our own lives. But if you can, by buying from the right retailers, you can help other people as well. I think it's a great way of doing it. Now, I definitely believe everyone around the country is very thankful for the Red Cross and all that they do. Is there a resource online where individuals and communities can learn more about Red Cross and some of the initiatives they provide and maybe ways that other ways they can help? Was it best just to go redfrost.org.au?
That is the best way. We've got a lot of pages on there, and you'll be able to find details of some of the organisations that are supporting us through the retail initiative and also all the things that we do. And we also are encouraging people that if you do know somebody who's been impacted by the fires and they have lost their home, to please ask them to get in contact with us through our website. We are desperate to get the money out to them in their bank account.
Yep.
So that's a really great thing to do as well. But absolutely, we've got a lot of information on our website. The other thing we've got on our website as well is information for people to help prepare for bushfires, and also in terms of people's well-being after people have been involved in an emergency such as the bushfires. So if you've got friends or family or listeners themselves impacted, there's some great well-being resources there because, you know, it's a traumatic event for people to be involved in, and, you know, it can take its toll on people. So we've got some fantastic resources for people to access to really help themselves and their family, you know, after this event.
That's great, because of course, I mean, it's not just the physical sort of hurt that this has caused. There's a lot of mental anguish that this tragedy has caused for a lot of people around Australia as well. So people have to be really conscious of that as well. And if you've got some resources there, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good. And we know that everybody's recovery journey is different, and it's okay to have, you know, to feel a bit different after an event such as this. It's, you know, it's normal to have you know, reactions like loss, you know, not sleeping well or being irritable or whatever. Yeah. So, you know, it's good for people to kind of check out things that can help. And also we always encourage people that, you know, it's normal to feel these things for a period of time, but if that continues for four, 6 weeks, something like that, go and check out with your GP and see, you know, just check that everything's okay.
Yeah. Good advice. Well, thank you so much for your time, Poppy. We really appreciate the efforts that you and your organisation are making. And he's hoping that we can see some positives coming out of this and that we all come together and help our fellow human in need.
Thanks so much for your support. It's great for the community to come together. And I guess just a big shout out to all of our volunteers who've been helping in all of our evacuation centres and recovery centres. These are local people who have taken time out. Sometimes they've been evacuated from their own homes and they've been helping others. So huge thank you to all of them for supporting their communities, and thank you very much for your support today as well. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you so much, Poppy.
Bye.
Cheers. That was a state director for the Red Cross, Poppy Brown, having a chat right there. Of course, we can jump onto redcross.org.au and find a lot more information that I can ever tell you right now, and that's all up on that website, and of course where you can donate and see that money going directly to the people who have been affected, which I think is fantastic.